Hello.
Yes.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from Washington Opinion Surveys. Okay, now we're conducting a national opinion survey and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Leonard Magazine, please?
Speaking.
Okay. Right, sir, now, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you registered to vote in Washington?
Am I registered to what?
To vote.
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
I've always voted for for 60 years.
All right, sir. Okay, sir, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age?
81.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race, sir?
I'm Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. Okay, sir, and regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay, okay. All right, sir, and now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And would that be strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Marie Glissenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Well, I strongly agree. Approve.
Okay, I strongly approve. Okay. All right, sir, and thinking about the issue of the country, you know, facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for you, you know, for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two choices, okay? The first one says reducing crime and gun violence, improving K-12 education, growing the economy and creating jobs, fighting inflation and lowering costs, border security, combating threats to our democracy, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and protecting the environment, or protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
How many can I choose?
Two, sir.
Two?
To be the most important.
The abortion issue, make sure that we protect abortion rights.
Okay.
And then there was the democracy or the rights.
Combating threats to our democracy?
Yes. Combating threats to a democracy.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that, you know, person or organization, please say so, okay, and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
Zero.
Zero. Okay, Joe Biden.
75.
Joe Kent.
Who?
Joe Kent.
Zero.
Zero. Dave Reichert.
Zero.
Okay, Bob Ferguson.
100.
100. Marie Glissenkamp Perez.
100.
100. Democrats in Congress.
100.
And Republicans in Congress.
0.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. And if the election for Congress in Washington, you know, 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Marie.
Okay. All right, ma'am. All right, sir. Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him, you know, for Congress in November 2024? Is there like a fair chance that you might support Kent? A small chance, a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support him?
No chance at all.
No chance at all. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Next, I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important for their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it's important at all, 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and 10 if it is extremely important quality or attribute, you know, in your member of Congress. But you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one says someone you can trust.
10.
10, okay. A fighter for the working class.
10.
Someone who will defend abortion and women's right to choose.
10.
A leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it.
5.
Okay, a leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedoms.
10.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress, okay? In this case, we'll be talking about Marie Glusenkamp Perez. Okay, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason to support a Marie Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. 5 means it's somewhat important convincing, you know, reason, and 0 means it's not convincing reason to support her for Congress. But you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, Marie Glusenkamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she had to get some, you know, grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. You know, she respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House of Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. Would that be not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10, sir?
10.
Okay. All right, Marie Glusenkamp Perez, you know, is taking a big pharma. It's taking on big pharma, so families can save money. Too many politicians
put a 10.
Okay, corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take, you know, a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
10.
Okay. All right. And the last one says Marie Glusenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been expanding access to career and technical training at high school.
10.
Okay, in colleges and vocational schools, she recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that, you know, young people graduate with the skill they need to succeed. Okay? All right, sir. Thank you. All right, sir, and sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people change their minds, okay? It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress or, you know, in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Marie.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And we're almost done with the survey. I only have now I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns. So some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. Okay. In this case, we'll be talking about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about, you know, the other candidate. Please rate me a statement from 0 to 10, with 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts, okay, at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, but you may use any number from 0 to 10. okay, we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the biggest special interest backrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street. And he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which would lower costs but would lead to a bigger profit for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. Would that give you no doubts at all, some doubts, or serious doubt from 0 to 10?
I wouldn't vote for him, whatever that is.
Okay, so it gives you serious doubt, okay, from 0. What number would you
zero.
Say from 0? No, 0 means it gives you no doubts, okay? That means you would support it.
10,
okay? Got it.
Or 100, whatever the highest is.
Yes, it's 10. Okay, that and the last one says Joe Kent supports, you know, an extreme and dangerous abortion plan. This ban would force women and girls to give birth.
I don't support it. So,
if they became pregnant, yes, sir.
Yeah,
even if
if
the cases, you know, of rape, incest, of life threatening,
I don't
care.
Nothing.
Okay,
support a Republican.
Right. Well, okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and after hearing more about Joe Kent, okay, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I'm not going to support him for Congress.
So be much less likely or just somewhat less likely?
As totally less likely as possible.
Okay. All right, sir. All right, sir, given everything that you just heard about Joe Kent, okay, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? Just in a few words.
He supports Trump.
Okay. So you will not support him because he supports Trump, right?
Right.
Okay. He supports Trump. All right. Okay. All right, sir. And the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? We're almost done with this survey. What was that last year of schooling that you had completed, sir?
College. 16 years.
All right. And are you married? I'm married with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Married.
Widowed. Married. Okay, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in the household?
No.
And thinking about your approach in political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
All right, sir, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Never.
Okay. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, I really appreciate your time, sir. You have a great evening.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.